You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go?
Are you missing the blue sky? I know I am. All this rain, and it seems so dark around here lately. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to delve into this issue of how low light in winter can give you the blues. Cliff, you've been hearing from quite a few folks about this lately.
That's right, Bellamy. I've had so many complaints and emails and text messages from people that are complaining about the darkness and how it's affecting them. And some people wondering whether this is unusually dark or whatever, but people certainly are noticing the loss of light.
That's right. Everyone's getting out those lamps to help cheer them up. Anything you can do to survive it. So how dark is it really? Is it exceptional right now?
Well, it's not exceptional, and we can get objective evidence from devices at many weather stations that measure how much light is coming in. And it turns out, if you look at this site here in Seattle, North Seattle, look back over the last 6 months, it is amazing how little light we're getting right now compared to midsummer. During midsummer, we get about 30 megajoules, and this week we've been getting like 3 or 4. So we're talking about roughly 1/9 to 1/10 the amount of light from the sun now compared to the midsummer. So it's hugely down.
We all need our vitamin D supplements. So why is it so dark? Does it have anything to do with the extraordinarily wet winter or La Nina or anything?
Well, not really. This is actually quite typical. But here in Seattle, in the Northwest, we get a double whammy of darkness. I mean, first there's the astronomical side. We're at 47 degrees north, and by the time you get into September and October, we're rapidly losing sun. The nights are getting longer quickly. The days are getting very, very short. The sun's angle is getting very low in the sky. So the astronomical part is very profound. And in September and October is when you really see the change. But we get something else here. It's the meteorological side. Our weather can be quite nice in September, even way into October. We can have plenty of sun and, you know, pretty decent conditions. But then in late October into November, we go through this transition. The jet stream comes over us, the clouds stream in, the rain comes in. So it's this rapid turn on clouds and precipitation. And that cuts the light, which is declining anyway, way down. So we get two things at once, the astronomical side and the meteorological side, all work together to give us much, much less light during the day. And to make it even worse, the daylight savings time transition in early November, and all of a sudden it's dark at 5 o'clock. And that really makes people feel kind of sad.
Ugh, is there a bright side to all of this darkness?
Well, there is. We are right now in the worst week of the year in terms of clouds. The cloudiest, stormiest, windiest, worst weather generally occurs during the third week of November around the time of Thanksgiving. So this is as bad as it's going to get, and this year is not disappointing. Typically, as we get into December, we get a little bit less stormy, a little bit less of the precipitation. So it's a long, long, slow climb out of it, but this is probably the worst week when it comes to the cloud part.
All right, hang in there, everyone. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, like this walrus.
Talk. Roar. Growl.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org. And NPR One.